Good. Let me just pop that to one side. Now, I wonder when you've tried to tell your friends that you're a Christian, when you've tried to tell them about Jesus, I wonder what their response has been. Perhaps they've been rude about your faith, about Jesus. Perhaps they've rejected you, refused to talk to you again. Perhaps they've just tutted, rolled their eyes and shaken their head in disbelief. It hurts when that happens, doesn't it? It hurts when that happens. We want others to know the love of Jesus. We want them to come to him and receive forgiveness and eternal life. And it's desperately sad when they won't even listen to the message. But if we can understand why they reject the message, the wonderful message about Jesus, it will help us to have courage, to be bold, and it'll help us to love people well if we understand them. So, verse 3 in Psalm 12 tells us that people do two things that stop them hearing God's word. They flatter each other and they boast about themselves. First, they flatter each other. What does it mean to flatter somebody? What does it mean to flatter? It's a real question. I'm not going to give you the answer. You're going to give me the answer, okay? What does it mean to flatter somebody? It does make them feel good, yeah. Ego stroking. Yes, I'm not sure the children quite understand that one, Anton, but I will. Somebody else says something. Tell them how wonderful they are. Yes. It's about making them, or saying things about them that, well, they may not be quite true, they may be a bit exaggerated, but you do it, yes, to make them feel better, but actually it's also to make them think that you're good as well, isn't it? So we flatter people, everyone lies to their neighbour. They flatter with their lips, but harbour deception in their hearts. They don't really speak the truth. They don't really mean it. They have their fingers crossed behind their backs. So that's what people do in the world. They flatter each other. And the other thing the psalm tells us they do is to boast. Now, what's boasting about? What does it mean to boast? Say how good you are. Yeah. Show off. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, showing off. Boasting, yeah, and so on. Yeah. So here we read, may the Lord, I'm struggling to read this from here. I've had my glasses on too long. We're playing the piano. I can't read it. May the Lord silence all flattering lips and every boastful tongue. Boasting is about I love me, I'm great, isn't it? Well, we're naturally, though, unsure about ourselves. Why do we boast? Why do we flatter? Because we're unsure about ourselves. We wonder if anyone likes us. We think we're unattractive, useless, stupid, ugly. Yes, we all have those thoughts. We all have those thoughts. And if you think like that sometimes, then you're perfectly normal. If you never think like that, come and talk to me afterwards, because I think you're probably a narcissist and you need to see somebody for some help. But the trouble is, we don't want to think that we're useless and ugly and hopeless, do we? It's not nice to think that way. It's not nice to live that way. So what do we do about it? We flatter one another and we boast about ourselves. We flatter others to help us feel better, to make friends. We inflate the other person's ego. We stroke the other person's ego. We big them up. Some people sometimes say, don't they? So it looks a bit like this. Let's have a look. See, it's about bigging somebody up, making them big, making their head bigger. So here we are. And what does it say? Be proud of yourself. That's what people say, isn't it? Be proud of yourself. So let's, where's my little stand gone? Here we are. this is what we do. Let's pop this balloon on here. Hopefully my clippets will be strong enough to hold it there. There we are. Be proud of yourself. Say, let's have a look and see. It's a funny noise, isn't it? You deserve success. That's what the kids are constantly told at school and university and so on, is that you deserve it. You deserve to be great. You deserve to success. What about another one? Let's see what this one says. Not as noisy, this one, is it? It says, you're amazing. You're amazing. Interestingly, the ink's faded a bit since I wrote it the other day. That may be telling, mightn't it? That's flattery, isn't it? That's what we say to other people. You're amazing. You see, when we're feeling down about ourselves, you might go and see a psychologist or a counsellor, and you know what they'll tell you to do? They'll tell you to tell yourself that you're amazing, that you're wonderful. And so it's not only flattery, it's also, it's about boasting. It's telling yourself things about yourself. So let's see what this says. This is a noisy one, isn't it? Doesn't want to go. Anton, stop laughing or I'll get you to do it. I approve of myself. I approve of myself. That's what the psychologist, the counsellor will tell you to say to yourself every morning. I approve of myself as you look in the mirror. What else will they say? They'll say, you can't blow up balloons very well. What does this one say? I can be whatever I want to be. Well, that's a lot of nonsense, isn't it? I can't be an international rugby player. I can't play Rachmaninoff. I'm trying to learn the easiest piece of Rachmaninoff on the piano. Oh, I'm struggling. And that's the easiest piece he ever wrote. We can't be whatever we want to be. I'll never be a concert pianist. That's been obvious this morning. I can't be whatever I want to be. And of course, if I say that I'm going to be whatever I want to be, I can be whatever. What happens when I don't make it? When they say, sorry, you're not good enough at rugby, you're not good enough at football, you're not a good enough dancer or singer or... Well then, whose fault is it? It's my fault. Because I said I could be whatever I want to be, but the truth is, I can't. Last one, don't worry. And this one says, I love myself fully. That's what the psychiatrist, the psychologist would tell you. Just look in the mirror and say to yourself every morning, I love myself fully. Well, you see, we kid ourselves that our words to ourselves or the words that other people say to us have power. That they can really change us. But of course, they can't. Psalm 12 tells us we think that by our own tongues we will prevail. Let's pop that on the screen. Here we are. By our own tongues we will prevail. By our own lips will defend us. Who is Lord over us? In other words, I'm Lord of myself. No one else is Lord of me. I can be, I can do whatever I want to be and do. That's what we think. But of course, it's nonsense, isn't it? What power is there in flattery and boasting? What power is there in telling lies to each other? Well, of course, what power is there in these things? There's no power in there, is there? It's just hot air in a balloon. Just mere hot air, aren't they? And they just fade away. They're useless. Well held, well caught. Now you see, what we need is we need someone with more truthful words and more power to help us. So have a look at verse 6. The words of the Lord are flawless, like silver purified in a crucible, like gold refined 7 times. Now, in front of you, if you haven't already got a Bible in your hands, please, would you pick up a Bible? Hope there's one, or you can share one with a neighbor, perhaps, if there's not one right next to you. But pick up a Bible now. Has everybody got a Bible? If not, maybe you got your phone open with your Bible app on your phone. Okay, everyone got a Bible there in their hands. There in your hands are the flawless words of the Lord God himself. There in your hands are the purest silver, 100% pure gold, valuable, precious words of the Lord. There in your hands. There in your hands now are words that will tell you who you really are. And these words have real power because they're true, they're real. There's no flattery there, no lies, not from the Lord. So, what precious truths does the Lord say to you and me? Okay, who can think of maybe your favorite Bible verse or something? What precious truths does the Lord say to you and to me? Who's going to share? Go on, thank you. I am the way, the truth, and the life, said Jesus. What other precious truths do you know? Cast all your anxieties on God because he cares for you. Yeah. Nobody else did memory verses with Bill Lane in Sunday school? Go on. God so loved the world, and by that it means the sinful, rotten world. God so loved that world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Let's look at some others. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. That's a great truth, isn't it? That's what the Lord says. It's not what you make up in your head. That God says to you, I made you, and I made you very, very well indeed. What else does he say? There is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who does good, not even one. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Well, that's not the truth we want to hear, is it? How's that going to help us? Well, we even read, don't we? All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That's the sort of truth the world doesn't want to hear. The world wants to hear the hot air of, you're amazing. But God says, well, actually, yeah, I made you amazing, but you know what? You've messed up, haven't you? And if we're honest, we know that we've messed up. We know we haven't loved people as we should have loved them. We know what it is to fail. We know what it is to say rude things and to hurt people. So there's the truth. We know what it is to, as we thought last week, put God behind our backs and focus on other things. And in a world that flatters and boasts, this is not very popular. Perhaps some of you don't like hearing that this morning. But this is real truth. This is what it is. But that's not all God says. God also says something else, another word, Jesus. All are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. Some long words in there. At the beginning, all, everybody can be, anybody, you included, can be justified, put right with God, become his friend, become a brother or sister of Jesus. All can be justified freely, without cost. You don't have to do anything to earn it. By his grace, that's his gift. Through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ. Redemption, that's a difficult word, isn't it? It means being brought from one place to another. From the place of really thinking, I'm useless, I'm stupid, all I can do is look in the mirror and tell me I'm wonderful and beautiful, to the place where we can say, I am a child of God. He made me, he loves me, he forgives me. That's what redemption is. It's a movement from speaking to yourself in the mirror to hearing what God says about you and becoming what he says about you. That's an amazing, amazing change. And that is the power of God's words to us, even this morning. These are the glorious, renewing, reassuring, confidence-building, hope-giving, life-affirming words of God. And my goodness, they're so much more powerful, aren't they, than the words you say to yourself in the mirror. Because let's face it, if we're honest when we look in the mirror, kids, you won't say this, but those of us who have got kids, we all say this. Oh my goodness, where did that come from? As we trust the Lord's words, we then discover the truth of Psalm 12, the promises here. God says, I will protect you from those who malign you, from those who say horrible things about you. I will protect you when people say horrible, hurtful things about you. Because you believe in Jesus, you can come back and hear God's word, and he says to you, you are my child, now and forever. And then we can say to the Lord the words of verse 7. You, Lord, will keep the needy safe and will protect us forever from the wicked. We are forever safe with the Lord God, as Nick prayed earlier. Nothing can separate us from the love of God that is ours in Christ Jesus. These are the powerful words of the Lord. Let's listen to them and not the hot air of flattery and boasting. Let's pray. Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have spoken to us and you do speak to us today through your word, the Bible. Our Heavenly Father, please help us to listen more to you by reading your word than we do by listening to the world or the lying voices in our head. Father, help us to hear and respond to your truth today and every day. For Jesus' sake, amen.